From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. It's day two of the preliminary hearing in the Charlie Kirk case. Utah's lead investigator walked the Provo courtroom through more videos. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
Day one of the hearing focused more on establishing the scene last September. On day two, prosecutors continued to try and prove Tyler Robinson should stand trial for shooting and killing Kirk. This time, they dove into surveillance videos. Those allegedly show Robinson moving throughout campus, speaking with Turning Point USA staff, and even stopping for a meal. The state's lead investigator said these videos also captured an individual accessing the roof and later escaping. Robinson has yet to enter a plea to the charges against him. Those include aggravated murder and six other counts. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
Utah's Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA, now has more money in its budget. KPCW reports its board approved nearly $122 million for the new fiscal year that started July 1st. That's about 18% higher than last year. MIDA's chief financial officer said the budget has grown along with all of its project areas around the state. One of those is the controversial Stratos project, a massive data center planned for Box Elder County. Provo Canyon School has had its license revoked. Two families had announced lawsuits against the boarding school, alleging mistreatment. On its website, the school describes itself as a psychiatric residential treatment facility for youth ages 12 to 18. Shannon Tolman-Black is the director of licensing and background checks for the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. At a press conference, she detailed what they found.
The investigation ultimately uncovered multiple noncompliances, including but not limited to failing to maintain the integrity of the department's investigation process by withholding information, failing to provide services and supervision.
The Provo Canyon School Springville campus is required to close. All kids must be transferred out of the facility by August 6th. Water levels in Lake Powell are now the lowest they've been all year. The Northern Arizona Reservoir is at the center of big fights over the future of the Colorado River. KJZZ's Alex Hager reports.
Lake Powell is less than a quarter full, and after a dismally dry winter in the Rocky Mountains, Mother Nature is pretty much done putting more water in. Water levels were on course to drop low enough to shut down hydropower at Glen Canyon Dam. The only reason that's not happening is an emergency boost of water sent down from reservoirs further north. But that backup plan is running out of time. Now, water levels will keep tiptoeing down, setting a new annual low with each drop. Analysts say they'll soon reach an all-time low. Officials are scrambling to forge a deal that would reduce demand and keep more water in Powell, but they seem far from agreement with deadlines fast approaching. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
You are listening to KUER News.